up there.
Crackling. I don't know where that crackling's coming from.
Not me.
When I hear that stuff here, I think you're going to lose me. I'm going to go away. I'm going to be lost. Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joe, and Eric. We're coming to you live from across the United States of America. All the way from Georgia to Washington. And then swinging back by and passing over with a little stop in Colorado.
Yes.
Hope everybody's doing good.
Mm-hmm. Morning, everyone.
Hi, BDF Night. Welcome.
Have a mellow morning. Mellow morning for the old man this morning. Yeah. Just kind of quiet. Quiet and just kind of quiet. And, you know, it's just... I don't know. And now, coming in at 274 days, dressed in all the fall colors.
Hi, Kay.
Bringing with it 31 days of chilling temperatures. The one. The only October 2021. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, October.
Hi, Tina.
Thank you, October, for coming in.
Goodness. All the noise.
Hi, Santo. It didn't go off as well as I thought it would. Meh, whatever.
Well, you know, look at how far you've come. That's all I have to say. Look at how far you've come.
I was playing with that yesterday.
I was going to say you went from hanging up on us or disconnecting yourself all the time, but you kind of still do that. But you've become more creative. You've learned how to do things that you said you'd never be able to do.
Yeah.
So I need to work out.
I still need to figure out effects, mm-hmm. You know, like put echoing in and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I've sent off some help tickets to Presonus, you know, hey, I'm trying to do this. I don't know how. Help me. And they say, well, look up these tutorials. You know, they're really nice about pointing you in the right direction to go, you know, so. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, you know.
Well, they're helpful, though.
They are. They're very helpful. The one thing that you can't talk to them, though. They will not talk to you. They will do everything.
Oh, really?
To...
They just go take over your computer?
No, they won't even do that.
Well, how do they teach you
they do everything through their messaging system that they have.
Oh.
You know, they'll tell you what to do. They'll tell you where to go to do it. They'll send you tutorials and all this and that. But you can't just talk to someone, and you can't. They won't take over. They won't take over your computer. They're not like Sweetwater.
Oh, okay. Now, Sweetwater, when you have a problem, okay, yeah. They will do that.
And that, and it's funny because Sweetwater is where you buy you the equipment. You know,
okay.
You they're like a distributor. They're like a distributor for the equipment, and you buy the stuff through them. And they got a lot of musicians and technicians and sound people that work for them, you know, and they have a tech staff and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And you call them and you can actually talk to them. And if need be, they'll take over your computer. Well, let's see. You want to give, can you give me access to you? can you give me access to your computer so I can get in there and see what's going on? And we can, you know, you can watch me and all. Oh, yeah, sure. That'd be great. Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun stuff. Yeah, but it is kind of a mellow day. October is starting off on a mellow note. Mellow. Yeah.
Hi, Cabela.
Clear my throat.
Okay. You need a neti pot, dude. Clean those mocos out before you start this show.
You know what's what's really helping me a lot lately, though, is that lemon ginger tea that Grammy makes for me in the evening.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, because she listened to the show the other day, and she
goes,
Cabela.
I'm to pray. I don't know. Cuddles, is that really her? I mean, I never know.
It's her.
Okay.
All yeah, right. It looks like her. Yep.
All right. Well, I pull up. Look like her, but they still look like her. I didn't know.
Well, she's got 30 she's got followers. 30 followers, 66 following. Okay. And she's following 60. Yeah.
Hi.
Yappers. Got all those. Got all those pictures I took yesterday and sent them off to Podbean yesterday.
And
I could see them when I got them pictures. Like, oh man! Woo. Well, I used to just send them the numbers. I used to just send them the letters and all that. You know, the address. Numbers. But they go, can you send us screenshots? Oh, you want screenshots? You got it, buddy. So I flooded them. They'll probably get back to me. Please don't send screenshots anymore.
We've had enough.
Hmm. It's foggy outside.
Oh.
Foggy.
It's cold.
It's 51 degrees. Here. Yeah, it was cool yesterday, too. It was not
it's
very cool.
It's 48 here.
Excuse me.
You're
see,
welcome.
It just seems quiet. Doesn't it just seem quiet today?
Yeah.
61 in Tucson. Oh, Cabela. Cabela, you're in Tucson?
Yeah. Okay, again, he's been hiding under a rock.
I'm not hiding under a rock. I just forget.
You crawled out from underneath it.
You haven't missed you haven't missed it yet. We haven't done it yet. Look at that. Everybody's having cool temperatures.
My sons go to your old high school.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to try to hide the fact that the old man's brain just is starting not to work very good lately. I mean, you know, hey, I mean, I've been saying it for a year, you know.
Son, sorry, you know. Just one. Okay. That's so cool because my son went to Lewis's high school when we moved to Parker.
That's awesome.
He's 10 years younger than me. So he went to the same high school that Lewis went to. So, it was kind of funny.
We were.
Hi, Echo.
We were the first graduating class from there, Cabela. My class was 71. We were the first graduating class. We were there. They started the school, and I was a junior. So there was no graduation the first year because we were juniors. And then the next year, we were seniors, and we were graduating class. So, yeah, that was the first one.
Ah.
That was the first one out of there. Out of there. Huh?
I said, good. I was nothing. I was just responding out loud. I was responding out loud to the chat.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, you told me, you know, there was like 4 minutes. There's 4 minutes left in the show, and you said, you better go get your coffee.
I did. Hi, Chester.
So I run out there. I get my coffee. Morning, I'm piddle pooping around. I come and I sit down. I go,
Piddle pooping.
Piddle pooping, you know, just kind of lollygagging. Lollygagging around, piddle pooping, lollygagging around, you know, that kind of stuff. And,
Thank you.
Let me add your picture to the. To the people, let me add your picture to the people I'm turning into Podbeam so they can go after you and they ban you from the entire thing. Yeah, that's great. Hold on.
Thank you for the engagement number, Skippy.
Hold on.
Right, old man, right, Dina Joan?
Yep.
Smile. There we go.
You're on candid camera.
There we go. We get your picture sent off to Podbeam and they'll go after you and they'll block you and get you. I think what they're going to do is they're almost fed up with this stuff that they're the last impression I got from them anyway.
Yeah, they are. They wake up. They put an alarm clock on, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to ban them from Podbean altogether. They're just going to ban them from Podbean. So that's good. Yeah. All righty. You got to bear with me because I can't do a lot of things with my phone at one time.
Okay, well then you that's
no,
fine.
I can't.
You know, I'll talk while you say that. I don't know. I just heard who. I didn't know if anybody else heard who was going to be halftime show. Is this? I read.
Oh yeah, I heard that yesterday.
Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige. I'd love to see Kendrick and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They talked about that yesterday during the football game. Yeah, and then I read about it this morning. Yeah, it's going to be. They say the first time hip hop. Genre is highlighted in the halftime show.
Yeah. And it says a group of artists have a combined 43 Grammy Awards and 19 number one Billboard albums of 5 epic hit makers.
Yeah. I don't understand how they're going to, I mean, you know, it's all being put together by, Dr. Dre and that, what's his name? Not J-Lo. Who's the... Oh, Beyonce's husband. What's his name?
Jay-Z.
They're going to...
Yeah,
it's all going to...
Jay-Z and Roc Nation, the NFL, and Pepsi, as well as Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar for joining me in what will be an unforgettable cultural moment.
Yeah, cultural, smultural, whatever. I'm curious how they're going to get all them acts to be able to be highlighted in 15 minutes. Because that's
all
as long.
They come up, they like pop in. Like all of a sudden, someone comes back but from behind that curtain. And then they start singing.
And they sing about four notes. And then the next person, bam.
They join in. And then, bam, the other one joins in. And pretty soon there's three. And then there's four. And then all of a sudden, all of them are on there. And they're all singing.
And then bam, 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 bam. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And no one's paying attention.
The other one's coming down from the sky. Yeah.
The only people paying attention are the people down on the field.
No, the people on the field are part of the act. Don't you remember? They're dancing around and holding up little signs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And clapping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're all wearing the same shirts.
Exactly. Because everybody else is trying to get another beer, get some food, nachos, try to go to the bathroom.
I wouldn't leave during the act. That's the favorite. That's when you miss out on stuff is when you leave during the middle, you know.
I know. Well, let's see. It was, who was it? It was last night. It was Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg goes because they're talking to him. And they're talking to him at halftime, and Snoop Dogg goes, So when it hits the 2-minute warning, get up and go take care of your business then and get back and watch the halftime show.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, really, that's what you're going to have to do. Yeah,
because that's when the smokers, they run out to go smoke. Lewis did that once when we went to the Pepsi Center to see the Nuggets play. And when he used to be a smoker, and he had to go out and smoke. And who we didn't know, but all of a sudden, MC Hammer comes out with this whole squad. And
no.
I'm trying to call him. Beep, 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 beep. You know, I'm like, you guys are missing this. You guys are missing this. And I'm like, forget it.
Man.
Just forget it. So, yeah, he totally missed it because he had to go smoke.
You know what happens to me all the time when I go to when I used to go to live games like that is like on a baseball game. You know, you're there and it's kind of a boring game. You know, not a lot of things happening. So it's like, all right, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get me a beer. Get up and I walk up. As soon as I get out of the stadium into where the all the the little places are, you hear in the background. You hear, and it's like, what? Oh, you miss all this stuff,
you know. Happened.
Dang it, you know. And then you come rushing back, and it's like a bases loaded home run, and the crowd's going crazy, and you're stuck out there. You go, oh man, I missed it. Jeez, that's the kind of stuff that happens to me. It's a real boring game until I get up to go take care of something, and then all the excitement happens.
That happens. Hi, Real Patriots Place.
Yeah, but I think that's why everywhere I've ever gone is to watch something, like at the Mariners Stadium or where the Blazers play or the Phoenix Suns played. I mean, whenever you walked out of the arena into the where the people are, it's like they got TVs everywhere, you know, so you can watch the game while you're standing out there.
Yeah, you're standing in the line to get your beer. You can see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they work that out and get everybody, you know, get everybody get them some time, because you know you're dealing with they're you know, oh, we're all together, yay, we're just the hip hop group, yay.
I hope you're doing
no, there's egos there, you know, and it's like, hey, you know, hey, why is he taking my time? You know, I want to sing, you know.
Who's the main guy? Who's gonna be?
Yeah. I want to be top billing. No, I want to be top billing. You know, yeah. They can't fool us. We know you got to deal with all them egos. You know, you can show like we are. You know. We are family.
And how long did you say they have to? It's only 4 minutes and something?
No, I think it's 15 minutes. I think it's 15 minutes.
Think they could do it. They could do it.
Welcome. Yeah, it's a lot of talent. That's because see that they got to get this. They got to get it all set up. Then they got to start the show. So, I mean, entertainment wise, they might have only. They might have only 10 minutes. I don't know. Unless the halftime is purposely longer, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe the halftime in the Super Bowl game is longer. I don't know. But you'd think that you'd like to see a little bit more of the artists, you know, give me a little bit more.
Is it going to be in Florida, Tampa Bay?
I don't know. It's going to be. I don't know.
I keep seeing when I pull up where is the Super Bowl location for 2021, I keep seeing Tampa Bay. So does anybody
know? Oh, I think that's right. I think that's right. I think it's Tampa Bay. So that's Florida, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Because I just said
you just said
Florida,
it. I know.
Tampa Bay.
Oh, man.
He drives me crazy. If we were really around the corner, I'd be across the table from each other. I would really be throwing stuff at you all the time. Cushy things to throw at your head.
And think, you only deal with me for an hour and 15 minutes. Grammy deals with me all day long.
I know. That's why she gets times and it's just like, okay, my nerves are at its wit's end with you. I know, Kibella. Exactly. That's why she wants to put a lock on the outside of his door to lock him in his little studio.
That's why she's always looking at me like, oh.
You know. wait a minute. Justin said the Super Bowl's in California.
I don't know. I don't know. Or oh, she, is no that 2022? I don't know. I don't know where it's
Who's
at.
Hosting? Yeah.
I don't know. But she does say the halftime is longer than normal. I would believe that. I would believe that too.
Hi, Radio Project. Hey, it's Radio in LA. Mr. A said it too. See, okay. In January, it was in Tampa. Okay. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys. This is what I'm pulling it up. This is what it says, but I have no idea.
Well, now I'm really confused. So what are we talking about?
No, I believe Jess and Mr. A because they're more into watching that stuff than me. So I believe that. Ram Stadium. There you go.
I don't know.
And Mr. A, if Aaron was here, I'd be asking him. Hi, Chris. Mr. A.
Aaron would
stadium?
Know. Yeah, Aaron
that's
would
a new
know.
Stadium, right?
Yeah.
I think it is. Hi, Chris.
I'm saying, yeah,
it
like
is a new stadium.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then it's in. All right. So we've talked about this, Aaron and I, on the way to work, because they were always wanting, when I lived in California and I grew up, they always wanted to, in Inglewood, California. It was all kind of industrial, mostly industrial. And there was places out there they were going to build a stadium, talking about it. That was when the Rams and the Raiders were both out there way back in the day. And it never happened. So now they just made a new one. Yes. In Inglewood, California. So there you go. Thanks, guys, for letting me know.
You'll have to explain it all to me again come Monday tomorrow, because I will not remember. That's good times. Good times. Hey, Chris. Chris Unplugged. Want to ask you? You got your music show going tonight? Got your music show going on tonight? I was just curious.
Yeah, he's on vacation. Oh, no.
No, he says no. Oh, okay. That's too bad.
He came back from vacation. I know he had a lot of family.
Oh, yeah. I saw the pictures.
Prior to vacation, yeah.
Beautiful places, man, that they were visiting.
And I never knew it was in North Carolina or South Carolina. Can't remember. I saw the pictures, too, but I never knew there was a place called Everything Was Duck.
I don't know.
There was ducks everywhere. Now, is the city or the town where you were at? Is that where you're from, and that's why you have your duck,
your little duck?
Okay, now it all makes sense. No, okay.
Wait, now I'm confused here.
But it was cool that you went there and everything. It's just an area that everything was ducky.
Yeah.
Quack, quack.
And that reminds me that tonight our music show is going on. We'll be kicking it off at 8 p.m. tonight, and we're going to do 2 hours of Beach Boys. Boy music, yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. I've been listening to them off and on all week, and that's just good music, good fun music. Brings back a ton of memories to the old man because I was in junior high. I was in grade school, junior high, and that when they were playing. And I remember
Kane. See you later.
See you, Kane. Thanks for stopping by, buddy. I remember stopping down to this one kid's house, Jimmy Sipos. He lived on the corner. And I remember, you know, he invited me down to his house. So I went down there, and it was just Jimmy Sipos. And I don't remember if he was if it was him and his mom or him and his grandma. I don't remember. But I remember walking into his house, and I was just awestruck with how clean and neat the inside of his house was, his home. I mean, it was immaculate, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, should I take my shoes off? What's going on, you know? And he goes, hey, you know, let's go, you know, back in the room and all that, you know, and everything is perfect. The beds are perfectly made. And I mean, it looked like you walked into a a Better Homes and Garden House, you know, I mean, it was just beautiful. And he goes, yeah, this is the kind of music I like listening to. And we were listening to Beach Boys.
Hi, Donna. Welcome.
Hey, Donna. So he turned on, we were playing, and that was like one of the first times I ever listened to a lot of Beach Boy music. Jimmy Sipos was in the Beach Boys. And it's funny because at that time, all the rest of us kids were into the Beatles. You know, the Beatles were out. So we were into the Beatles. And Jimmy Sipos, man, he was into the Beach Boys. So it was an interesting exposure to the Beach Boys. And that's when I first really heard the Beach Boys. And that was, gosh dang, man, that's like, you know, what, 65, 66, something like that? Good grief. All right. I'm old, man. That's when the old man was a little young old man.
Yeah.
Jimmy Sipos. Oh, Jimmy Sipos down there. Interesting. Beach Boys, though, ought to be a lot of fun. They got some good stuff, you know, Beach Boy music. We used to always call it, Beach Boys. But, you know, we always have visions of beaches, you know, surfing and hot rods when it comes to the Beach Boy music.
Yep.
Interesting times. Yeah.
That's California.
Yeah. So that'll be kind of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of good music. A lot of good music. So Steptoe, is Steptoe still in here? He was asking about the stats.
Yeah,
I like it when people.
Hi, Victor. I've been thinking about you. How you doing?
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while, Victor. How you doing, buddy? Okay. Hey, well, let's get into the stats here. Let's get into the stats. The old man, he's a numbers man, and he does this just because he's into numbers, and has a lot of fun doing it. So here we go. Stats. These are our download numbers coming in at number 5. With 158 downloads for September. Canada. Ooh. Number 5, Canada. Number 6 with 165 downloads. California. Number 3 with 199 downloads. UK, the UK. The UK. Number two, that's 255 downloads. The state of Washington, way to represent, WA. Way to go, WA. And coming in from the depths of the ashes to rise above the clouds at 422 downloads, Colorado. Colorado. Oh,
still up there. Thank you, girls and guys, everybody.
That gives us a grand total download number of 49,078. We have 1,828 awesome. Followers. Thank you, everybody. We have 9,807 listeners. And our engagement number is 207,064. So thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for all your support. We really appreciate all you guys. You guys are the best. You know, we're here for you. We do the show just for you guys. Yeah. I kind of do it for you, but mostly for you guys. You guys are a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, and you guys are just the best. Best family ever. Best pod family ever. Thank everybody coming in today. We appreciate everybody that's stopped in. You know, it's just a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun. And bam, you guys hear the stats on Friday, but I've got charts on my computer. I got graphs and, I get a little carried away. Yeah, well, it's the quality control guy that's in me. You know, I've been doing numbers and that.
You were trained to do it that way.
Doing that kind of stuff for, since I started working in quality control back in 74. Man, having to do numbers, log numbers, make charts, make graphs. Actually, what I'm going to do with you, Gina Doe. I've never done that before. Dina Joe, what I'm going to do with you and Eric, come to the end of the year, I'm going to get you guys on. We're going to have a big Zoom meeting, and I'm going to have a PowerPoint presentation and all kinds of stuff for you guys. Have a little thing sent to you so you can follow along, and we'll have a PowerPoint presentation.
Can't wait. You will have to pay me for that.
Eric hasn't even responded. He's probably going, oh, good grief.
He's like, I just got done
eating two like Belgian waffles that I heated up in the oven.
Belgian waffles.
The thick kind of waffles.
Welcome. Yes, they're so good.
Those are good. Yeah.
Oh, they have like a good consistency and sweet taste to them.
Ah, that's good. I mean, yeah, I like that stuff. Oh, I don't know what this kind of, I don't know what it is Grammy gets when we go to IHOP. We go to IHOP and it's not a Belgium pancake. I don't know what it is. It's almost like a spread out crepe that's not folded over or rolled up, and it's just a thin, real thin like pancake, and she puts butter and all kinds of stuff on it. But what is it? I always thought it was a Belgian waffle, but that's not it at all.
It's not. It's not real fat and thick.
No, this is super thin. I don't know what she's. I'll have to ask her what it is. I don't know what it's called.
It's not a regular, just a regular waffle.
No, this doesn't even look like a waffle. It looks like a crepe.
Well, I know. IHOP is known for their crepes and their breakfast dish called the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Welcome,
That's
Renee.
That's a great name.
Welcome, Renee.
Welcome,
JT. No, it's not called a crepe. It's I thought it was always a Belgian pancake or something like that. It's super thin. It's like a crepe, but it's flat.
Oh,
it's flat.
Well, maybe it is a crepe. It's just the name of it. It's like an open fold sandwich. What is that? An open fold sandwich that you get? Maybe it's an open fold.
You know what's going to happen? She's going to hear this podcast.
With a different name.
She's going to hear this podcast and she's going to go, it's called a blah, 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 blah. I've only told you 5,000 times.
And it's at IHOP?
IHOP, yeah. And it'd be like, oh, sorry. And she'd go, now you got to take me and get me one because now I want one.
Oh, it's a flat crepe is what Steptoe says. Hey, Flight Girl, welcome.
None of that sounds familiar. And Grammy's she's asleep. I'm not going to go wake her up. No, let's not do that. No, we make it sound like she's like a bear if you wake her up. Well, she's the sweetest thing in the world when you go wake her up, you know. I'll go in there sometimes, and I'll, you know, she's just kind of hanging half out of the blankets and half in, you know, so I go in there and I pull the blankets over her and I tuck her in, you know, and then I lean over and give her a little kiss on the cheek, and she goes, are you okay?
Hi, Tony.
Are you all right? Are you sad? I'm okay. Go back to sleep. Okay. Are you sure? I'm fine, Grammy. Go back to sleep. Okay. And she goes back to sleep. She's so sweet. Me, you go and tuck me in. It's like, what are you doing? Leave me alone. You woke me up.
Okay.
You got the IHOP.
Yes, I do. I have their menu.
I knew you were going to do that.
Okay. Swedish crepes, which come and they're flat, and they come like, it look like a little triangle. They're served.
Nope, that's not it.
Four. Okay. And then all the rest of them are crepes. Strawberry and cream crepes. One of them is rolled. One of them is flat. Then there's pancake.
Nope. It takes up the entire plate. Create
your own crepes. Yeah, they do.
It's not a crepe. She does not call it a crepe.
Well, maybe Grammy has her own name for it. I'm telling you what's on the menu.
I have no idea. And you know what? You know what, Nina Joe? It's probably not IHOP where she gets it either.
Oh my God. It might be like
Elmer's.
Welcome, Edward.
It might be an Elmer's. I don't know. I could have the wrong place. Elmer's, it's a family style restaurant, like a upgrade from a Denny's or a Sherry's. You know, it's up a couple rings of the ladder.
It sounds like it'd be a down a couple rings.
No, actually, they got good food at Elmer's. They got good food at Elmer's.
Probably a little diner. Sounds like.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a chain. It's a chain. Oh. Like I said, it's kind of like a upgraded Denny's, you know, kind of like an upgraded Denny's.
Okay.
Elmer's. Yeah. Maybe Elmer's used to work with Denny. They got mad. They said, that's it. I'm breaking. I'm starting my own restaurant.
I quit you.
Yeah, I quit you, man.
Start my own business.
Yeah. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. Grammy bought this. She found this bread. It's called Texas Toast. Yes. And you know, you buy it like you do normal bread, only the slices are like twice as thick. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh yes.
And she found this one. It says French toast. It says French toast on it. Wow. And then when you open it up and you smell, it's like, yeah, it does. It kind of has a French toast aroma to it. They've got cinnamon and some kind of stuff baked into the dough.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, you know, but I mean, you open it up and it's like, yeah. And then so I toast
that to make French toast or toast.
You could. Yeah. Cause I toasted some up yesterday and put some butter on it. And the first bite you take, you go, man, this is like French toast. Yeah. French toast, cinnamon raisin, Texas toast, French toast is great. I tell you what, I agree with you, Mr. A. I love that stuff I love that stuff that's on my toast. I love putting cinnamon, sugar. I love raisin bread. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to get raisin bread all the time as like a little treat. My mom would come home from the store.
Then we'd have a bowl already. It's like a little Tupperware container, and it had pre-made cinnamon sugar in it.
Exactly.
And up in the cupboard, and you would take it down and sprinkle it on your toast after you buttered it. Yep.
That's what my mom did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd pop it, and then she'd just use a spoon and sprinkle it on the toast. Yeah. Oh, man, that was eating. That was eating some stuff there. Yeah, baby. You know, that was some good eating, that stuff.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's like, so now every now and then, you like diabetes. Yeah, I do. And every now and then, Grammy, you know, she'll come home and she'll have that, you know, she'll buy raisin bread, you know, because you don't hardly see that around anymore, raisin bread. Hey, Tony.
That's because you don't go to the store, old man, because there's probably four different types of raisin bread that you can
buy. Oh, is there? Yeah, I don't.
On the aisle of all bread products. It's like one whole thing now of bread.
Right.
You can try to figure out. Yep.
You know, Mr. A, when I went and stayed at one time at my friend Fritz Hiller's.
You're welcome.
What was Fritz's last name? It wasn't Hiller. I don't know. Anyway, I went to stay at Fritz's house, stayed over the night there, whereas during the football season, we're watching a lot of football, and got up, and his mom, you know, Mrs. Height, that was her name, Fritz Height, she was making breakfast, and they had a bunch of toast on the thing, and she goes, you want some toast, little old man? I go, yeah, give me some toast.
Little old man.
And she put peanut butter on their toast, and it was like, what? No butter, peanut butter. And I ate that, and it was like, oh, my God. I fell in love with peanut butter on toast. Yeah, and I remember running home and telling my mom, Mom, you know what Mrs. Height puts on their toast in the morning? She goes, what? I go, she puts peanut butter on her toast. I go, and she goes, yeah, well, okay. No, you're not doing that here. And it's like, whoa, what?
It's too expensive.
Peanut butter was too expensive to be wasting on toast.
Exactly. Back in the day, that's for when we had to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Exactly. A German. Yeah, there it is. Gina. Thank you, Gina. Elmer sells a German pancake that's the size of the plate, but thin as a crepe. That's it. That's it. Gina found
thank
it.
Thank you, Gina.
Gina. Thank you, Gina.
Well, Gina came through as probably a favorite for Grandy.
Yeah. And I believe there's Elmer's down there in around the Phoenix area. Isn't there? There's Elmer's in Arizona, right, Gina? I believe there is. Yeah. Yeah. Man, but peanut butter. Oh, man. And it's like I wanted Grammy to make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich using that big Texas toast. She hasn't done it yet. But I don't understand this. I don't know. There must be some kind of science to this because I can stand there and make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. And Grammy can stand there right next to me and make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. But then I'll take a bite of mine. Yeah, okay, that's good. And then I take a bite of hers. Oh, my God. I don't know what she does to hers, but hers are always so much better than mine. I mean – She's got that ratio of peanut butter and jelly. She's got a different kind of ratio that she does, you know.
It's yeah, so like funny. Jess says,
hers it's all about the ratio.
Mine. I gotta have hers.
I tell you, Jess Duck is right. It's all about the ratio. You gotta have the right amount of peanut butter with the right amount of jelly, and she's got it, man. She's got it down pat. And I've tried to duplicate her little ratio. I can't find it, man. I just can't find it.
You're too funny.
Tuttle says, my wife's a sandwich. Always tastes better than mine. Yes, they
you
do.
You guys got to
I stop. Know. You know, I'll be sitting there and it's like, Grammy, you know, I really don't feel like cooking anything today. Do you want to, can you just have a sandwich for dinner? I go, can you make it? You know, she goes, yeah, I'll make it. Because, yeah, her sandwiches are so much better than mine. I don't know what she does. But I could try to make it exactly like her. But, man, hers are just the bomb. Now, what's funny, though, is now, like, if I'm going to have – if I've got tortillas there, and instead of making a sandwich, if I'm going to make a wrap, you know, wrap it up in a tortilla instead of putting it on bread, my wraps are better than hers because she always wants me to make a wrap for her. She goes, your wraps are always so much better than mine. And I tell her, I go, well, it's the Mexican in me, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
so you know what's funny? You know what's funny, Peter Joe? When we were raising the kids and the kids were little and all that, there'd be times their mom was working or you know, she's out and about, and I would make them. I'd go, what do you kids want me to make you? Make a spaghetti. So I would make the kids spaghetti. You know, not from a can. I'd cook the noodles and I'd make the sauce, you know, the meat sauce and that. And I'd make them spaghetti, you know, and we'd eat spaghetti. And then one time, their mom was going to make spaghetti for them, you know. And I go, hey, kids, hey, who makes the better spaghetti? Me or your mom? And they go, Dad makes the spaghetti better. It was nice. Yeah, right there. I'm the spaghetti maker.
I'd be asking the kids, what do you want for dinner tonight? Oh, spaghetti? Good. Dad gets to make spaghetti.
Exactly. If I remember
next night, what do you want for dinner tonight? Spaghetti again? Yeah. Great. Dad gets to make spaghetti.
If my memory serves me correct, she was in the middle of making it. She goes, good. He can finish making it.
Yes.
I'm gonna go do me some crochet.
Something else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go, big boy. Make it, US. Oh man.
Here you go.
That's funny stuff right there. Yeah, but it's funny. It's funny. Yeah. I went through the spell where I was putting peanut butter on everything. I was experimenting with peanut butter. And I put peanut butter on everything because I wanted to see how it tastes. And, you know, peanut butter is one of those things that just brings the taste out of others. It brings, you know, it makes everything taste so much better, you know. Even from the basic celery sticks. I like dipping celery. If I've got ranch dressing or something there or some kind of something, a dip, I'd rather have peanut butter. I'd rather use peanut butter on my celery sticks. I'd rather have peanut butter. Oh, Dina Jo, did I tell you that Grammy made me ants on a log the other day?
I was going to say, and you've never had
I saw an Instagram photo of that.
Yeah, I posted a picture of it.
Oh, Grammy. No, really?
Yeah, she comes in. She comes in and she goes, she's holding the plate above my head so I can't see it because I think I was watching some cricket or something. And she comes in and she goes, I got a surprise for you. I go, okay, what's that? She goes, now you can tell everybody you had it. And she puts the plate in front of me and it's ant. And she goes, here you are, ants on a log. And it was, you know, celery with peanut butter and raisins. Ants on a log. So I've actually had ants on a log. Yeah, I posted a picture of it. It was fun. It was good. You know, it was good. Peanut butter sticks to the top of,
yeah, I couldn't think of what, how it's not, I was trying to just think of how do you describe that when you're like,
oh, and it's stuck, you know, to the top of your mouth.
Peanut butter, it's stuck to every part of your mouth and you're just trying to get it to where you can swallow it. I don't know. It's not one of my favorites.
I don't know either. I used to hate it when you'd get that really soft bread and that bread would stick to the top of
your mouth. Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't get it off the roof of your mouth and you're trying to.
Your teeth crevices? Yeah, no.
Yeah, and then you got to get, you got to finally break down, stick your finger up there and pry that stuff off the roof of your mouth. That's crazy stuff right there. That is just crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah. Peanut butter. Yeah, peanut butter and bananas. Yes, indeed.
I would make toast. Yeah, toast with a little bit of, but I use almond butter, peanut butter, and then bananas, and then honey, a little bit of honey.
So, do you like that almond butter? Is it better than peanut butter to you, or about the same, or it just depends on what you have a taste for that day?
I buy peanut butter for the boys and I do almond butter. In fact, I do one that's like a nut butter. It's 10, it's 10 different, like nuts and butters or whatever stuck in there. I don't know that you would like it because there's coconut in it. Not like shredded coconut. It's all, you just can faintly taste it. And it's not as thick at all. In fact, it's, if you know when you buy those organic or whatever you call them peanut butters and there's the oil on the top and you have to stir it all up. Okay. Yeah. Well, with the one that I buy, it's not thick like peanut butter. It kind of runs off your knife if you're going to put it on your toast. It's very runny, but it's nutty. It's full of nuts. It's an entire taste. I didn't quite like it at first, but I love it now. I eat that every morning besides peanut butter. I'll have a piece of that and a half apple.
Welcome to
Troncast says French toast with peanut butter and blueberries. Yeah, that's good. Except it's incomplete. You still got to put the syrup on it, Troncat.
Oh, God.
Put that syrup on there, baby.
That sounds like
hey, what about that Nutella? What about that Nutella?
Nutella?
What about that stuff? Have you ever tried that?
I've tried it when I was baking with it and I don't care for the taste that much. So I guess I'm lucky that way, but a lot of people really like it and they just put it on their toast and everything.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
I've tried that before.
Do
you
like it?
What did you think of it, Eric?
I mean, it's okay, but would I eat it every day? Probably not. Because I know because of that chocolatey taste, I mean, that would probably just to eat it every day would just be too damp and rich.
That sounds good. Nutella and pretzels. You dip your pretzels in it. That sounds good.
Yeah.
You can control. Yeah.
Now, see, Jess says sunflower seed butter on celery. I didn't even know you could get sunflower seed butter.
Oh, yeah. Butter, sunflower seed butter than peanut butter. Okay. No, I think I've seen it. It's right. If you go to the store and you go over by the peanut butter section and you'll see almond butter, cashew butter, and I'm guessing that's where she probably finds the sunflower butter. Yeah. It's all over there right next to the peanut butters. So you can get them and try them.
Cap says his kids love Nutella. Is it Nutella or Nutella? I don't know how
Nutella.
To say it.
I think it's Nutella. Nutella.
Jess says amazing. She's got a nephew that eats it on sandwiches. Huh?
She's like, gross, yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice the little face.
Nutella.
Yeah. I guess that's her way of indicating that's not really her cup of tea.
Yeah. She'll just eat a little bit on pretzels. That's enough. Right. Yeah, where you can control how much sweetness with marshmallows. Nutella, wait a minute, what she said? Yeah, chocolate spread with marshmallow. That's what I was thinking, Lions, was that you put a little bit of the Nutella and then the marshmallow spread are real marshmallows because they have a marshmallow spread. I've seen that too. Welcome to New 69.
Well, you know, with October being the day being the first day of October and, you know, going into the holiday seasons, that pumpkin spice now is everywhere.
Oh, it has been. They started earlier and earlier. But yeah, now everything's pumpkin spice, everything.
Crackers. You know, and I don't really care for like pumpkin spice drinks and that. I just don't care for it.
Yeah, I don't either. I like it in baked stuff.
Yeah. I like it baked. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a big beer fest going on up at our casino, Steptoe. I don't remember the dates of it. Yes. October Beer Fest. Yeah, going up in our casino. I won't go to it because I don't like crowds. I don't like going where there's big crowded stuff, you know, crowds of people and that. I just don't like being around crowds of people.
Yeah.
I say that, and we're going to go up to the casino. We're going up to the casino after the show, after I get the show published and put out there for people
today?
To download it. Yeah, we're going to go up. Yeah, because they're passing out their first long sleeve shirt of the season.
Oh, that's right. And
I asked Grammy, I go, how many of these shirts are you going to get? I swear, she's got, every time they put out a shirt, she's up there grabbing a shirt, you know. And it's like, what are you going to do with all these Island A casino shirts? She goes, oh, I don't know, wear them, I don't know. She just loves getting those shirts. And she always wants me to go get them. And then she's got two. Huh?
It's not far for you guys to drive.
Oh, no, we're like, we're 15 minutes away from it. It's 15 miles up the freeway from us. Yeah, that's why we've claimed it as our casino. You know, before high AJFJ, before if we wanted to go to the casino, it was like an all day thing. You know, we'd have to drive 2 hours there. Then you spend a couple hours there, 2 hours back, you know. And then you stop and eat. And, you know, you're looking at an 8-10 hour day to go to the casino. So when they built this one up the road from us, it was like, well, let's go to this casino. Let's go try it because they just opened it. You know, let's go up there and see. And it was like, we get in the truck and then, you know, oh, this is the exit. You know, so it was like, bam, bam, we're there, you know. And so now we kind of have a little game we play, you know. She goes, you want to go up to the casino with me? Oh, man, I don't know if I want to. I can take that long drive. It's so far away. Wah. It's only 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not far at all. We zip up there.
No, it's not. And it's so convenient. And I'll say this. It is a nice casino. They did a real good job on it. They're still building on it. They're expanding it. They've expanded their gaming floor. They've got nice restaurants in there. That's where we go to that sushi place. We get our go up there and have sushi up there. And they just opened up a indoor parking place for it. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Why did they build a big old parking complex? Well, because they built the parking before they built the motel, the hotel.
Yes, welcome.
You see, now they're building a big hotel up there, a big motel up there. And and Grammy goes, so once they get the motel spent, are we gonna come up and you know, spend a night or two at the motel? I go, heck yeah. It's only 15 minutes away, but yeah, heck yeah, we're going to go up there. We get invited. We used to get, because we used to go all the time. We used to get these invites to these casinos. And it's like, come and spend 2 days with us free, you know.
Nice to see you.
Free if you're going to come and spend money in the casino, you betcha, you know. So it's always been a lot of fun. Yeah, we like going up there and playing. It's fun. Grammy has a good time. She loves going up and goofing around with the little machines.
Oh, good.
Well, and remember, I told you about her little system. She never loses money. She always wins. She always comes. She always leaves the casino with more money than she went in with. And very, you know. And then on, if she doesn't do that, she's just broke even. You know, so it's like she goes in with 100, she comes out with 100. But most of the time, she goes in with 100 and she's coming out with 130, 140, 150 bucks. And I mean, wow, you know. So she just has fun. She has a lot of fun doing that stuff. So yeah, we're gonna bust on up there and have a little fun up there this late morning. We're gonna go up there, and she promised. She goes, if you come up with me, I'll buy you sushi for lunch.
Oh yeah, baby. Driving you.
Yeah, baby. You can, because they got this sushi. I mean, you know, you can order like a California roll. You order a California roll and. Then they'll batter it and tempura batter it and batter it. And deep fry it. Oh my God, that is so good. That is so good. Yeah, baby. Ugh. Well, I can tell by the time it is time
Welcome
for
back.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
I hope you're ready, Dina Joe.
You know what time it is? Rock. It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo. Yeah, buddy.
Woo-hoo.
I think what I'm going to do, Dina Jo, is next Friday for our music show, next Friday, I'm going to take and make a playlist of all the songs from the last that next week and this week. Just take and make a playlist from all the songs from your Today in History thing. And that will be what we play on Friday night's music.
Awesome.
That'd be a lot of fun. Okay. Then everybody can hear
all
the songs in their
stuff.
Entirety. Yeah, entirely. Entirely literary. Yeah.
That one.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start off with the year 1949. American singer, songwriter, and actor Frankie Lane's version of The Lucky Old Sun hits number one in America. The lyrics contrast the toil and intense hardship of the singer's life with the obliviousness of the natural world. Others have recorded The Lucky Old Sun, including Louis Armstrong, Van Monroe, and Frank Sinatra, to name a few. Here is Frankie Lane's version of That Lucky Old Sun.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay.
A little bit of a Elvis Presley sound.
What
that
kinda.
Lucky old sun. It does have an Elvis Presley sound.
Nothing to do.
That voice especially.
Roll around
heaven
all. Hi, Toss. Hello. Nice to see you.
So there you go. That's Frankie Lane, That Lucky Old Sun.
Take me across.
Yeah, he's got that. Now, he preceded Elvis Presley, didn't he? Yeah, I think so.
I believe so, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good song. Good old song.
All right, 1962, Johnny Cash's Tonight Show makes its debut. The theme song, Johnny's Theme, is written by Paul Anka, but a part of the deal, Carson writes some of the lyrics for the song that are published, but they never used it because it was terrible. It earned him, anyway, half the royalties for the song, which is very substantial, as long as the song runs throughout Carson's 30-year tenure for this show. Here is Paul Anka with Johnny's Theme.
Actually, this is Doc Severance playing. This is the Tonight Show band playing the song that was written by Paul Anka. Okay. There's no words in this. I couldn't find one with the words.
No, there shouldn't be. No.
Tonight on Johnny Carson, Johnny's welcoming Sheena Lolo Bridgera.
Oh, and I loved how Ed McMahon would always be like at the end of the intro. Now, here's Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, Ed McMahon is the stuff legends were made of.
Yeah. That's Doc Severance right now playing the Johnny's theme from the Tonight Show. Yeah. Yeah, that was, they were quite the pair. Good music.
All right.
I didn't realize that was written by Paul Anka. I did not know that until yesterday when I was doing the list.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to the year 1962, the Beach Boys, who we're going to be playing tonight, released their first album, Serpent Safari, which includes their debut single, Serpent. The album climbs to number 32 in the U.S. The Beach Boys tapped into the California surf scene, which was a big part of the culture, thanks to movies like Gidget. Drummer Dennis Wilson was the only member in the band who could actually surf, which you couldn't tell by the album cover. In the album cover, they're all on this. Have you seen, everybody's seen that album cover. They're in that car, all looking out the window on top. One of them's holding the surfboard, looking at the waves, watching the waves come in. Here's the Beach Boys with Surfing.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA,
I always want to do the swim when I hear this song.
Like California, you'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at them.
Beach Boys, Surfing USA. And we'll be listening to a lot of Beach Boys tonight. So tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. If you like the Beach Boys, we'll be playing Beach Boys songs for 2 hours. Perfect. Good one, Dina Joe. Okay. Oh, Dina Joe's muted. She's muted out.
Oh, there we go.
There you are.
1970, the year Janis Joplin makes her last recording singing Mercedes-Benz, which is including in her post-harmonious Pearl album as an a cappella. This is based on the song called Come On God and Buy Me a Mercedes-Benz by Los Angeles poet Michael McClure, whom Joplin saw perform it on August 8, 1970. She reworked it into her own song, which she performed about an hour later. She also recorded goofy versions of Happy Trail as a birthday present for John Lennon. Joplin would die 3 days later. Here is Janis Joplin with Mercedes-Benz.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord,
Janis Joplin, Mercedes-Benz. One of the most unique voices you will ever hear.
Is trying to find me.
It's so sad her life got cut short, because could you imagine? It's just, you can't imagine the music she would have produced if she had to been, you know, if she had to pass away. Right. What a great voice. Great voice. And it's, you can't duplicate that.
All right. We're going to move on to the year 1971. Cat Stevens released his fifth album, Teaser and the Fire Cat, with the hits Peace Train and Morning Has Broken. In 1975, Cat experienced life-changing event while swimming in the Pacific Ocean off of Malibu. He began to be swept out to sea. Fearing intimate death, he called to God, pleading that should he be saved, he would dedicate his life to God in service. At that moment, a gentle wave delivered him to shore safely. A sequence of events were set in motion, and after receiving a copy of the Quran from his brother, he embraced Islam, converting in 1977, becoming Yusuf Islam. I'm sure, I hope, Eric, you might know how to say that better, Yusuf Islam. Here is Cat Stevens with Morning Has Broken. I love him. Peaceful.
Morning has broken like the first.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah, it's just so calm.
Blackbird has spoken like the first bird.
It's funny, the contrast going from Janis Joplin to Cat Stevens.
Praise for the morning.
Yeah, very calming voice.
Praise for them spring.
This is Morning Has Broken, Cat Stevens. Great music.
Yeah,
great music.
Great album.
Now, see, I remember when he converted to Islam, but I never knew the story behind it.
Yep.
You know,
I didn't either.
Nobody tell you the story. They just go, I converted to Islam. His name's now this, blah, blah, blah. You know, but nobody said what led to that, you know,
that life-changing experience.
Yeah.
Right. And typically, usually it is something in your life that makes you change. In a better way.
Yeah. Like you're going to die.
You know? Yeah.
You're going to die. Yeah.
Yeah. Life-changing experience. That's for sure. All right. We're going to move on to the year 1982 with John Cougar Mellencamp. He went number one on both the U.S. album and singles chart with the album American Fool and the single Jack and Diane. When asked in 1982 interview about his songs, Mellencamp explained, okay, when I was typing this, I was, most people don't ever reach their goals, but that's cool too. Failure's a part of what you're all about anyway. Coming to terms with failed expectations is what counts. I try to write about the most insignificant things, really. Write about something that matters to people, man. That's what he said. So here's John Cougar Mellencamp with Jack and Diane.
Ooh. I love this song.
Reminds you of growing up.
Yes, it does. Hanging around the little corner store, getting a soda out of the machine.
With all your friends.
Yeah.
Or that girl, that Diane, that Jack.
Just goofing around on a nice hot summer afternoon.
Yep.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland.
John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. He had a good voice too. He had fun songs.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing Doss wrote in the chat room going back to Cat Stevens that I didn't realize, he said that Cat Stevens was actually listed on the terrorist watch list at one time.
With his name change?
With his name, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And then somebody laughing. They said, I thought you said Cat Williams. I may have. I'd have to go back and listen. I make up my own names. Anyway, okay, Jack and Diane. Nice.
All right. Lastly, on our list today, we're going to end in the year 1983 with Total Eclipse of the Heart. It was written by Jim Steinman, Meatloaf's producer. It hit number one in the U.S., making Bonnie Tyler, who ended up singing it, the first Welsh singer to top the charts. Oh, that's where the Lion Swanee's from, I think.
That's where Tom Jones is from.
Yeah. Okay, let me find out. I lost myself. Bonnie Tyler is known for her raspy voice, which she got after she developed throat nodules that required surgery. After she had the operation, her voice developed this distinct rasp you hear in the song. Here's Bonnie Tyler with Total Eclipse of the Heart. Welcome, Roy.
This is a beautiful song, too.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes. Turn around, bright eyes.
Bonnie Taylor, Total Eclipse of the Heart. What a great voice. Great voice.
That's it.
Hey, good job, Dina Jo. Good list. Good list. What a great list to end the week on. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, you can see how much fun it would be as if now on our Friday show, now we go back and we listen to all these songs in their entirety, you know, and that'd be great. So that's what we're going to be doing next Friday. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I was thinking that, Tuttles, because when High Trust Charity Foundation, welcome. When I was typing this up, all it talked about was her. So, and I didn't remember until he played it that there was a guy that actually sung with her. Let me see if I can.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who that is, but yeah, there's somebody that's singing it with her. I don't know who that is. But what a great song that is. I mean, good people. But, you know, when they say it's hard to hear her being, you know, she developed this raspy voice. And I'm thinking, you know, we just got done hearing Janis Joplin. And there ain't going to be much more raspier than that voice. As somebody mentioned in the chat room, I don't remember who it was. But, yeah, when I hear Janis Joplin sing, yeah, I feel like smoking a Camel's and drinking some, Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and that song. And that song, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Nikki French has got like a good version, but it, including one that sounds almost identical to the Bonnie Tyler version and one that's kind of like a dance version where they remixed it.
Oh, put a little dance beat to it?
Yes.
Huh, that'd be interesting.
Hey, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi,
yeah.
Welcome.
You know, some of these people, when they redo songs, they do them good. You know, they do them justice, you know. So, yeah, that would be interesting. I'll have to try to find that dance.
Or add a little bit of originality to it to make it sound like their own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good music, though. Great, great music. Now, these are all from what era were most of these songs from? I mean, what were the years you spanned in here? You spanned it from the 50s?
1949. All the way to the 70s. I'm sorry, 83 we ended with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
83s. Boy, that's almost, that's a good 30 years at least, you know, a good 30 years of music. And that's a good span right there. That's where a lot of good music is, right in that little mix right there. Yeah. Good jobs, man. I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing the Beach Boys. So it's going to be interesting hearing them for as long as we do, because usually I split the night up between two artists. And I was doing that, and I was thinking, who am I going to put with the Beach Boys? Who am I going to put with the Beach Boys? And I'm looking, and I find this list, and I'm going through the songs, and I'm going, man, this is just going to be Beach Boys, because all the song titles and everything I was reading and bringing back a lot of memories. So, yeah, I decided we're going to do all Beach Boys tonight. And that's how we did that. That's how we did the music program when we first started it. You know, I think the first one I did was, what was it? Was it Leonard Skinner or the Beatles was the very first night I did. And we did 2 hours of them. I know I did 2 hours of Leonard Skinner one time and I did 2 hours of the Beatles. And then I decided to start splitting it up. And that was fun. But tonight we're going to go all out Beach Boys. So put your sandals on, get on your get your cargo shorts on, get ready to run out to the beach, grab your surfboard, wax that bad boy up, and let's hit the Beach Boys tonight at 8 o'clock. Be there. Or as they would say back then, be there, be square, man. good times, good times. But hey, you know what? Tomorrow's Saturday. The first Saturday of October is tomorrow, and it's going to be, I hope it tomorrow feels like today, just a real mellow day, you know, a mellow day, and nice mellow day watching college football and, you know, eating ants on the log.
did you enjoy them?
I did. They were great. Yeah, they were good. And she did not, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, one or two little raisins. I mean, them ants were all over the place. She loaded it up with some raisins, and it was good. I like raisins anyway. I've always liked raisins. Raisins are fun to munch on. craisins, the cranberries that are made into raisins.
Craisins. Mm-hmm. Those are good.
I can sit there and eat a whole bowl of those while I'm watching like a football game or something. Cricket, watching some kind of sport event. I can do that. I can sit there and eat that stuff. That's just good. And you know what? They're good for you. They're good for you. You get a lot of vitamin C, a lot of good antioxidants in them. Yeah. Yeah. Craisins and raisins. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So what are you going to do this weekend, Eric? You got any plans for the weekend coming up?
Not really anything special this weekend, but I know from the 6th to the 12th, I might be house-sitting for the brother and sister-in-law, but I'm out driving right now to get a couple of errands taken care of.
Uh-huh. Hey, do you know of anybody having a special podcast or anything going on this weekend? Any special things?
Nothing I can think of this weekend, okay. But I know next Friday, of course, will be of course my birthday here on this podcast and slightly serious, and I presume John DeVito as well. Oh, yeah. And I know next week you have Poetic and Nida having birthdays, and I think Mr. A's got a birthday next week, but we need to find out the exact date so Dina Joe can write it down.
Yeah, I don't have it down. Who? Because I only have. Yours.
I know Poetic is the 6th, and I think Nida and I share the same birthday.
Oh. Yeah. Who else sings birthday? Who else sings the birthday song to you, Eric, other than we do?
Black Dragon Radio's is on the 4th. Yours is on the 8th. Gina's birthday's on the 12th. I do not have Mr. A's.
Oh.
Mr. A doesn't want to have his host sing to him.
Because I heard Mr. A mention it on another show that he's got a birthday coming up.
Troncat says he's doing obscure rock music on Monday. What's obscure rock?
Thank you, Ryan and Third.
What's obscured rock, Troncat? And what time Monday? What time are you doing it? You know, I used to pull all kinds of stunts on Big Penny on her birthday. Yeah. And one time I called her up on her birthday and I sang the birthday song like Marilyn Monroe. She answers it. She goes, "Hello." This is before you had a caller ID and all that stuff. And she picks it up. She goes, "Hello." And I go, "Happy birthday to you." You know, I sing it. She's cracking up. I even called her Mr. President. Mr. President. One time I called her and she picked it up. Hello. And it was the Beatles. Da na 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 na. You say it's your birthday. Bah, 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 bah. I had it cranking really loud. And I called
her. And Stevie Wonder does the happy birthday to you. That thing.
Yeah. And with the Beatles playing in the background, you know, it's really loud and cranking. I had the kids yelling and screaming. And I go, "Hey, it's your birthday. The Beatles are over at the house. Please, happy birthday word for you. Wish you were here." You know, and then I hung up on her. She told me when she goes, "How come you don't do the? How come you don't call me up and do those fun birthday things for me anymore?" I go, "Because you're 70. That's why. You're 70. You're old and cratchety." Yeah, Big Penny. We should call her. No, she said if I called her, she's going to be mad.
Oh, Dan, don't do it.
I don't know. I'm tempted. Well, what time is it in New Mexico? What time is it in New Mexico? Are they 2 hours ahead?
New Mexico's in the mountain time zone.
Dina Joe? They're with you?
I guess.
So it's 9. What it's 9:13? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have enough time to call her today.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, we're narrowing it down. We're narrowing it down. Yeah, dagnab it. No, you're lucky, Big Penny. If she's listening to the show later.
I saved you, Big Penny. I was looking out for you.
Yeah. Dina Joe's got your back.
I think Troncat is responding to you.
Liquid Smoke by Reflection. That's a song. I'll have to check that out. I've never heard. I'm just asking because I've never heard that term before. I've just never heard that term.
Mr. A's got the same birthday as Poetic.
Oh, the 6th. Okay. All right.
Mr. A.
Poetic. Oh, Poetic ought to be getting her little box from Grammy today, too.
Yeah. Oh, now that should be nice. Hopefully she'll take a picture of it and post it on Instagram.
Yeah. And Dina, Joe, and Eric, your guys' cards, the business cards for the podcast should be getting there
today. I'm looking for those today.
Nice.
Yeah, get out there and pass those out.
Streetwalkers passing out cards.
Oh my goodness. On that note, we're out of here. Thanks everybody for tuning in.
Back in the day when you would support a band or something, you would go on the street, they called them street something, and you would promote it.
And you go and you put the flyers out on anywhere you could hang them.
I wasn't talking about like being a street walker, like woo, you know, I wasn't talking about that. Come on now.
Holy moly, what a way to end the show. So, Eric, you want to give some plugs out there for some shows coming up?
You know, coming up on Podbean Live, I'm looking at the Podbean Live page right now. I know Milt Dog should be on today as usual. And I think John DeVito should be going live momentarily unless his schedule has changed. But otherwise, you might see impromptu shows from him, much like you'd see impromptu shows from Cummings' Culture, Mike Tampa Bay, and oh, and then, of course, Spanky will probably have his lunchtime impromptu show called Lunch with Spanky. But him and Scooter will be back later in primetime for the Beans and Weenie show. And then you've also got The Swap Doesn't Lie at 7 p.m. And then Crazy Kane and Dude Sean and the It's Doomsday podcast and many other friends over the weekend. Of course, Ralph back Monday morning, I presume. And then I know we're back Monday morning. But of course, we've also got our music show later.
Yes, we do. 8 o'clock tonight. Tune in, Beach Boys. And don't forget the Troncak's music show on Monday, where he's going to be playing at, his special brand of music there. I forgot what it was called. I don't remember. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Come on back tonight. Enjoy the music for the Beach Boys. We usually just start the music and just let it go for a couple hours with very little interruptions whatsoever. Hey, good time. Good time to come in and listen and play. But come on back next week. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Join us and come on back in. Have a good time. We're here to get your weeks going and your week on a good note. Monday, we're gonna fire the bad boy up and get it going. And the first full week of October, and just get out there and let's get out there and make a difference. Let's get out there and make a difference. We just do random acts of kindness. Let's be polite. Let's be like our moms used to tell us when we were kids. Say please and thank you. Be nice to people. Look them in the eye when you're talking to them. Be courteous. And let's see if we can't make a difference out there, everybody. That's it. I guess that's it. I guess there's nothing else more to do, right?
Did Dina Jo do her closing words?
Oh, Eric. I was teasing with her. I was waiting to see if she was going to say anything. I was waiting for her to say, what about me? What about me?
I was playing along just with you.
Final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today on National Smile Day. Smile, everybody. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. We appreciate you so much. Hope you can join us tonight for the Beach Boys. If not, we will hope to see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Dina Jo.
And John DeVito is on, by the way. I just checked.
Okay. It's a smile day. Today's National Smile Day.
Yeah.
Well, get out there and smile. See if you can get five people to smile back at you. All right, everybody. Music's coming to an end. We're out of here. Have a
love
great
you,
day.
God bless you.
And if we don't see you tonight, have a great weekend. Later, Gators.
Later, everybody.